This is the Aviact Moly of 28th of September 2025. Original date 15th of February 2007. To stay awake and not sleep in carelessness, laziness, or making excuses is the true Jagran of Shivratri. Today, Bab Dada has especially come to meet his extremely beloved, long lost and now found children from everywhere, who are worthy of God's love. The father, without an image, has come to celebrate the birthday of the children. All of you have also especially come today to celebrate this unique birthday, have you not? Throughout the whole cycle, no one else can have this birthday. You would never have heard of the father and the children having a birthday on the same day. So, have all of you come to celebrate the father's birthday, or have you also come to celebrate the children's birthday? Because God the Father and the godly children have so much love throughout the whole cycle that even their birthday is on the same day. The Father is not going to carry out the task of world transformation alone. He wants to do it with his children. It is only at this confluence age that you experience the alaukik love of being together and the love of being a companion. The father and the children have such deep love for one another that their birthday is on the same day. And where do you stay? Do you live alone or with the father? Each child says with zeal and enthusiasm, "I am combined with the father." You remain combined, do you not? You do not live alone, do you? Your birthday is together. You live together. And what is the further promise? You are together, you will remain together, and you will return home together to your sweet home. Have you seen as much love between any other father and child? No matter which child you are, where you are or what you are like, you are with the Father and are going to go home with the Father. So you have come to celebrate the unique and the loveliest of all birthdays. Whether you are celebrating while sitting in front of me, whether you are in this land or abroad, you are all celebrating together everywhere at the same time. Bab Dada is seeing how the children everywhere are singing the song of Wah Baba, Wah Baba, Wah this birthday, in their hearts with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm. When Baba puts on the switch, he is able to hear in his ears the sound from everywhere, the sound of zeal and enthusiasm in their hearts. Seeing the enthusiasm of all you children, Bab Dada is giving you multi-million-fold greetings for your divine birthday. In fact, a festival, Utsav, means to stay in zeal and enthusiasm, Utsav. So all of you are celebrating this festival with enthusiasm. The devotees have given it the name Shivratri. Today, Bab Dada is giving greetings to that devotee soul who started the worship of Shiva at the beginning of the Copper Age, who copied the celebration of this unique birthday. You celebrate with this knowledge and love, whereas that devotee soul celebrated with faith and devotion. He copied you well. So today Bab Dada was giving congratulations to that child because he has played a good part in copying. Look how they have copied in every respect. One needs wisdom even to copy. The main thing is that on this day, the devotees too hold a fast. They observe a fast of food and drink. Out of faith, they make a vow to make their attitude elevated. They have to observe this fast every year, whereas what vow did you make? You make the vow just once. You do not make this vow every year. You only made the vow of purity once. Have all of you made the vow of purity? Have you made a firm vow? Those who have made the vow of purity firm, raise your hands. Firm, not even a little bit weak. Is it firm? Acha, there is also another question. Congratulations for making this vow. However, impurity has 5 main companions. Is that right? You may nod. Okay, have you made a vow for all 5 of them? Or have you made a vow for only 2 or 3? Where there is purity, if there is the slightest trace of impurity, would that soul be called a completely pure soul? Moreover, for you Brahmin souls, purity is the property, personality and royalty of Brahmin life. So check, in having complete purity, it should not be that you pay attention to the main thing of purity, but that you become a little slack with its companions. You have kept love for the little ones and put the main one right. Has the father given you permission to be slack with the other 4? Purity does not mean just celibacy, but to be a brahmachari. To become a brahmachari means one who is observing the vow of purity. All of you have a heart-to-heart conversation, and some children, in their heart-to-heart conversations, say very sweet things. Baba, we are okay in the main thing, but the little ones sometimes enter our minds. They come into our thoughts. They do not come into our words, and no one can see the thoughts. Some say one generally has love for little children, and so we also have love for these 4. There is anger, there is attachment. We don't want it, but it comes. Bab Dada says, if anyone comes, it is because you left the door open and that they came. So why did you leave the door open? You leave the door of weakness open. To open the door of weakness means to invoke them. So on this day, you are celebrating the father's birthday and your own, but you also made a promise on the day that you took birth. What was the first blessing that the father gave you? Do you remember it? Do you remember the blessing of your birthday? What was the blessing that Baba gave? May you be pure, may you be yogi. Do all of you remember this blessing? Do you remember it? You haven't forgotten it, have you? You were given the blessing, may you remain pure, not in just one thing, but of all 5. So what does Bab Dada want today? You have come to celebrate your birthday. You have also come to celebrate the father's birthday, have you not? You have come here to celebrate Shivratri. So have you brought a gift for the birthday, or have you come empty-handed? 70 years of establishment are now being completed. You do remember this, do you not? Just think, it is now 70 years. Even if you have come later, it is now 70 years of establishment, is it not? Even if you have come just recently, you are still companions in the task of establishment, are you not? You are companions, are you not? Even if you have come here for the first time, those who have come here to Madhavan for the first time, raise your hands. Raise your hands high. Acha. Even if you have come just for a year or two, what do you call yourselves? Are you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, or Purushat, effort-making Kumars and Kumaris? What do you call yourselves? Do any of you call yourselves the Purushati Kumars? You put up the sign of Brahma Kumars, do you not? Do all of you write BK or PK, Purushati Kumars? So what was the promise? That you will stay together, you will return home together, that you will remain combined, and so, to be combined, you need equality. So we have been celebrating the festival of the 70th anniversary. Bapdada has seen that every zone that has been given the turn to come and serve has been celebrating the 70th anniversary. You have an honouring ceremony, do you not? All of you celebrate it, do you not? You simply give little gifts and that is all. However, firstly, today is the birthday, and you have come to celebrate it, have you not? Are you sure? Secondly, the 70th year is now being completed. So, you are also celebrating this honouring ceremony, and also the birthday. And so, what gift will you give? Is it that you will give a tray or a sheet? What gifts have you brought? Okay, we will give a silver glass. However, on this day, Bapdada's pure desire for his children, who are the lamps of hope, is... Should Baba tell you what that pure desire is? Those sitting in the first row, should Baba tell you? What does it mean for Baba to tell you and for you to hear it? It is that you hear it with your ears and you merge it in your heart. You will not let it come out of your hearts, will you? You just merge it in your hearts. So on this day, those sitting in the first row, should Baba tell you? Then at least nod. Teachers, you may nod in agreement. You are waving your flags very well. Double foreigners, should Baba tell you? You will have to bind yourself in this. Only then say yes for Baba to tell you. Don't say it just like that. Baba has seen that for 70 years you have just played games of carelessness, laziness and making excuses. Okay. If not 70, then it has been 50, 40, 30, 20 years. For all that time, Baba has seen a lot of games of these three things that you children play. On this day, devotees stay awake, Jagran, at night. They do not go to sleep. So what is the Jagran for you children? Which sleep do you repeatedly go to sleep in? you comfortably go to sleep in the sleep of carelessness, laziness, and making excuses. So today Bapdada wants to see you doing jagran of these three things at all times. Whenever you see that you are getting angry, arrogant, or greedy, then what do you say as an excuse? Bapdada can see a trademark whenever any situation arises. What do you say then? This is okay, it happens all the time. You don't know who has made do with it. The words you use are, this happens all the time. It happens like this all the time. This is not anything new. This happens all the time. What is all that? Is that not carelessness? This one is doing this too anyway. In order to protect themselves from anger, the majority would say, that one did this and that was why this happened. They would not say, what I did was wrong. This thing happened, that one did this, and that was why this happened. It is very easy to blame others. If that one hadn't done that, then this would not have happened. If the father says something, you would not do that. If that one does something, then this will happen. Can you not finish anger by following the father's Srimat? Nowadays there are many types of bossiness, a child of anger. So today, will you make a vow for the other four too? The majority of you have especially had the determined thought for the first thing. Similarly, have the same thought for the other four. Do not make excuses for this. This one did this, and that was why I did that. However, you don't remember what the father repeatedly tells you. You remember what the other person did. So this is also making excuses, is it not? So today Bapdada wants the birthday gift of these three things that make you become slack in the four things. The sanskars have to be faced. This is not facing the sanskars, but it is a paper. It is the study of one birth and attainment for the whole cycle. The fortune of the kingdom for half the cycle and being worthy of worship for half the cycle. The attainment for the whole cycle in one birth. And that too is just a small birth. It is not even a full birth, just a small birth. So, do you have this courage? Those who feel that they will definitely have this courage, not those who say, we will make effort, we will pay attention. Baba doesn't want those who leave everything to the future, singing, we will do this, we will do that. You are not little children. 70 years are now coming to an end. It is children who are 3 to 4 months old who speak such language. You are the father's companions, are you not? You are world benefactors. 70 years are now being completed for that. Bapdada is not going to ask you to raise your hands, because Bapdada has seen that even after raising your hands, you sometimes become careless. But those who feel that, no matter what happens, even if a test paper as big as a mountain comes, you will change the mountain into cotton wool. Do you have the courage to have such determined thoughts? Because you have very good thoughts, even Bapdada is pleased with you when you have those thoughts. So what is it? For 70 years you have allowed yourselves to be slack in this. However, Baptada sees that there is no guarantee for the time, and on the basis of this knowledge, every aspect of effort is connected with the practicing it over a long period of time. Okay, you may say that you will do it now, since it is connected with the account of a long period of time. What is the attainment that each one of you wants? Now Baba will ask you to raise your hands. Will anyone become Rama or Sita? Will you become Rama or Sita and not Lakshmi or Narayan? Are any of those among the double foreigners raising their hands? No one raised his hand. Since you wish to attain your fortune for a long period of time, to become Lakshmi or Narayan means to attain your fortune of the kingdom for a long period of time, then the attainment too is for a long period of time. There has to be a long period of time in every respect. You now have the sanskars of a long period of time, of 63 births, and so you say, do you not, that that wasn't your intention or feeling, but that those are your sanskars of 63 births. So that is an account over a long period of time, is it not? This is why Baptada wants there to be determination in your thoughts. It is this determination that is lacking when you say, it will happen, it happens all the time, so let it continue. Who has become perfect yet? One thing that everyone knows very well, and Baptada has noted, is that when you don't have courage, you say, even the Maharatis do this, and so what does it matter if we do it? However, Baptada is asking you, when a Maharati makes a mistake, is that one a Maharati at that time? So why do you spoil the name of the Maharatis? At that time, that one is not a Maharati. So to refer to Maharatis and make yourself weak means to deceive yourself. It is easy to look at others, but one needs a little courage to look at oneself. So today Baptada has come to take the gift of finishing the account. The account book of weaknesses and making excuses is a very big book, and it has to be finished. So each one of you who feels that you will definitely demonstrate this, that you have to do it, that you have to bow down and change yourself, that you have to celebrate the transformation ceremony, those of you who feel that you will have that thought, raise your hands. Is it firm or just ordinary? There are ordinary thoughts and thoughts that are determined. So, have you all had a firm thought? Have you had a firm thought? Those from Madhaban, raise your hands high. Those from Madhaban sit here, do you not? You have a chance to sit very close. Those from Madhaban are sitting in the front seats. Baptada is pleased. You are sitting at the front. Always remain at the front. So today's gift is a beautiful gift, is it not? Baptada is also pleased because you are not alone. Following you in your kingdom are your royal family members, your royal subjects, and then in the copper age, your devotees. There are three types of devotee: Sato, Rajo, and Tamoguni. There is a long line behind you. Whatever you do, those who are behind you also do the same. You make excuses, and so your devotees also make a lot of excuses. Now even the Brahmin family is also very clever at watching you and copying you doing the wrong things. Now have the determined thought. When there is a conflict of sanskars, when there is a difference of opinion because of your natures. And the third thing is weaknesses. Someone may have told a lie about someone else. Some children then say that they get more angry when someone lies. However, did you verify it with the true father? The true father is with you. So even if the whole false world is on one side and the one father is with you on the other side, your guaranteed victory is fixed. No one can shake you because the father is with you. What they say is false, so let the falsehood remain false. Why do you increase it? So today the father doesn't like the making of excuses. This happened, that happened, this happened. This song of this and that should now end. Whatever happened is good. What happens will be good. And everything will be good. And you will make everyone good. Sing the song of Acha, Acha, Acha. Do you like it? Do you like it? Will you stop making excuses? Will you? Raise both your hands. Yes, you can wave them very well. Acha, even those who are watching are waving their hands. Wherever you may be watching, wave your hands. You are waving them, at least. Okay, you may put them down. Now you may applaud for your own transformation. Acha. Everyone applauded very loudly. Acha. Now each of you sit for a minute in the form of the determined thought of what Bapdada just said. You have to stop making excuses, being lazy and being careless at every moment. With determined thoughts and definitely accumulate an account over a long period of time. No matter what, do not consider anything else, but you definitely do have to be seated on Bapdada's heart throne. You have to be seated on the throne of the world. All of you sit in the form of this determined thought. Acha. To all you children everywhere who constantly stay in the experience of zeal and enthusiasm, to those who always use determination, the key to success, to those who constantly stay with the Father and are his companions in every task, to those who constantly belong to the One and are economical, to those who constantly continue to fly ahead with their form of stability, to Bapdada's extremely beloved, long-lost and now found special children, Bapdada's love, remembrance and namaste. Blessing. May you renounce all limited desires and become a true image of Tapasya. Renounce all limited desires and become a true image of Tapasya. An image of Tapasya means one who is ignorant of even the knowledge of any desire. Those who think about receiving something only receive it for a short time, but they lose out for all time. The desires of a temporary period become an obstacle to your becoming a tapasvi. Therefore now give the proof of your being an image of tapasya, that is, renounce receiving any limited respect or honour, and become a bestower of fortune. When your sanskars of a bestower of fortune emerge, all other sanskars will automatically die down. Slogan: to have a subtle desire for the fruit of your action is like eating fruit before it is ripe. Avyakt signal: now ignite the fire of love and make your yoga volcanic. You can save souls from sin and become a destroyer of sin when your remembrance is volcanic. The powerless stage of all souls will be finished by your having this remembrance. For this, you have to remain combined with the Father at every second and in every breath. At no time should you have ordinary remembrance. Let the form of love and power be combined. Om Shanti.